Now, Devon, good morning to you, my friend, and welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm very good. Now, listen, are you two little mites back in school yet? Not yet.
No, it's around the corner. They're all excited and they are looking forward to it. And do you know, God bless the teachers. I have to say, the homeschooling has been a challenge.
There's no question about it. My little Jessica is back teaching this week, and she's thrilled. You know, thrilled.
Ah, isn't that great?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because they want to be back. They don't want to be at home. They want to be out there.
They do.
But safety first.
True.
That's the trick. Safety first for everybody.
Yeah.
Now, so
there is a bit of light at the end of the tunnel for us all.
There is. But you're still closed, my friend.
We are, and realistically, I think it'll be. What's this term, midsummer, whenever that means? So that could be maybe June, July, whenever
good
it is. You know, we'll just try and get through it. You know,
it's been a good job.
You have to be as positive as you can be.
It's a good job you held on to the few bob all the same, isn't it? Just in case.
I'll tell you,
it'll
be Holy Communion money.
That's right. It's a good job. You're the only one with a pound. So look, what are we going to do today? What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to talk about two fish recipes, two very, very quick and delicious recipes. One using hake. So hake is a very plentiful fish, and it's so highly prized over in Spain, because I've done a lot of kind of food shows over there, so they absolutely love it. So hake is plentiful and it's good value, and this is a recipe that I've cooked actually quite a bit over the last month at home, because it goes into the oven. So it's a roasted hake with cherry tomatoes and a little bit of mozzarella and some basil pesto.
Lovely.
So you get your hake is a round fish, and you get a pin bone but keep the skin on, okay? And then you put that onto a tray with parchment paper. So parchment paper, we were talking about it last week for the bacon, it's a non-stick silicone paper, so nothing will stick to it. It's much better than greaseproof. I don't use greaseproof. It's the parchment silicone paper, and
it's
you pick that up in the supermarket. It's nothing too fancy. Okay, so with your hake fillets, which are pin bones, so there's no bones, you're going to get a couple of cherry tomatoes, or you can use big tomatoes. I think cherry tomatoes, a lot of them now are grown in Ireland, which is fantastic, and they're nice and sweet and juicy. They probably haven't got the intense flavour that you would have tasted in Italy because of the sunshine, but they're still a beautiful product, so they are, and they're grown in Ireland, which is really important. So slice the cherry tomatoes into little slices and put that on top. So your skin of the hake goes at the bottom, and then the flesh side up, your sliced tomatoes. So it kind of looks like scales, for the want of a better word, Marty. Sorry, on top of the flesh side. And then a little bit of mozzarella cheese. You can use, some of those like Tombsbridge, which is a fantastic mozzarella, which is really, really beautiful Irish mozzarella. You can get the Italian made in buffalo milk too. Just slice that or break that into pieces. Or you can do this with cheddar cheese. I should have said that, sorry. Some cheddar cheese will work well, but the mozzarella, you know the way it gets lovely and stringy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not a strong cheese. Not that the cheddar is either, but it works really well. And the reason we're going to just put a couple of teaspoonfuls of fresh basil pesto on this. This is definitely something you should have in your fridge or in your store cupboard if it's not a fresh one. The fresh ones have to be kept in the fridge.
Yes.
So basil pesto, it's usually basil, toasted pine nuts, some garlic, some extra virgin olive oil and parmesan cheese, and you whiz that all up. But you can get really, really good fresh pestos now. So let's recap on that. You have your little fillet of fish, sliced tomatoes. If you don't like sliced tomatoes, you can use some roasted peppers or some courgettes.
Tomatoes
or whatever
would be
nice
of it though, wouldn't it?
I think this is beautiful. We've made this regularly, and I think it's so simple. I think I posted it in some of my videos, and people say, wow, I've made that, and I love it, and it's great. And the bigger picture here is more people are cooking and eating fish, which is fantastic.
Well, we are too at home.
Well, you know, you're lucky. You see, we live in rural Ireland, so, I mean, like, unless the restaurant is open, we get all our fish from Killybegs. But I'll give this guy a shout, Stefan Gannett Seafood, just for your listeners, if they want to look him up. And he'll deliver and prepare the fish anywhere in Ireland. So he'll fill it, he'll pin bone it, and Gannett Seafood, he's fantastic. Stefan is his name.
Gannett Seafood's a great name.
He's based in Galway, but I think he's a genius. I think he's such a smart man.
He must be a smart man if he's able to deliver all over Ireland with the 5K.
But you know, it comes DHL. So say you order it Monday, Tuesday, you go online and he'll have it all prepared for you. He'll have it kind of chilled and all. There's no one that has mastered it as good as him.
I think that's fantastic. I always had the thing about the bones. That was why I wouldn't eat fish when I was younger. I just didn't want to know.
True.
I was petrified of them. Oh yeah, I hated them. Petrified of choking on the blooming things. But you're saying, but you can get the pin bones.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you order or you go to your fishmonger, whatever's local to yourself, just say, I want a pin boned, but you want the skin on. It's not to cheat the skin. I do. Some people don't. Yeah. But I think it holds the fish together. And this goes into the oven, a good hot oven, 200 degrees. And it takes about 18 to 20 minutes. Fish cooks really, really fast. It's really easy to digest. And this is a really simple recipe. And just on the side of this, remember last week we were doing the coq au vin.
Yes.
We had the big bowl of mash. Mash will work great. Rice or some baby potatoes work really well too, and a bit of salad. It's healthy, it's quick, it's delicious, and it's a really lovely recipe. This,
I suppose, I'll be drinking sparkling water with this as well now.
Do you know what? It's a nice Albarino wine.
Oh, Albarino.
From Galicia.
That's the Spanish one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is from Galicia, because I met one of the producers who won best Albarino in the world. Was it 2 years ago now? Yeah, when I done the Spanish Trails.
Oh, very good.
And oh my God, it's a great food wine and great with fish, so it is.
Great with fish, yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's roasted hake with cherry tomatoes, basil, and mozzarella. Now, I love the hake. The hake is a lovely fish. It really is. It's
good.
Lovely.
And do you like sea bass?
Carry on.
Do you like sea bass? Sorry.
I was leaving a pregnant pause there for a moment. Yes, great. Yeah. Oh, yes, of course I do, Nevin. I love sea bass.
Prefer hake. Interesting.
I do, yeah. Okay, so you're clearly going to do sea bass now.
Well, this recipe actually will work perfectly with the hake. And you see, most sea bass that we use in Ireland is farmed, I'm going to be honest with you. And it comes from Greece, I think, so are the warmer waters, the Mediterranean sea bass. It's a lovely product.
Yeah.
But if we can, let's try haddock, let's try a hake, let's try cod, whiting. All these fish are fantastic and they're wild and they're caught in Irish waters. That's really important.
Sorry.
But we're going to talk about sea bass because it's very important.
All right.
Because it's very popular, excuse me.
Yeah.
So again, skin on, pin boned, and we're just going to literally shallow fry this. Now, before I talk about that, let's talk about the cassoulet. So last week we talked about the coq au vin, which is kind of like a French recipe, but this is a chorizo cassoulet. So all you do is heat some rapeseed oil, get some chorizo diced into a pot, and then what you do is mix in some vegetable stock, a little bit of butter, roughly about a teaspoonful of butter, and then get a can of mixed beans. Now, mixed beans such as haricot, cannellini, burlotti, and black-eyed. So you get them, they're only a couple of euro, they're already cooked, rinse them through a sieve, and then put them into the pan. So this is your quick, speedy cassoulet. You're going to warm up the chorizo. You can put garlic into that, you can put onion into that. I'm keeping it very simple because there's enough flavour in the chorizo and those beans. I love this. See, this recipe here for the chorizo is lovely with just prawns, even without sea bass.
I knew that
eating some chicken, it's gorgeous, it really is. So Marty, you let that cook for about maybe say about 10-15 minutes, chop in some fresh parsley, excuse me, a little squeeze and zest of lemon, and that's it, done. And then literally you pan fry or grill your sea bass fillets. So sea bass is a round fish again, it's a white fish, and make sure it's pin bone because there's a lot of fine little bones, and then you just literally grill that, or you can pan fry that about 2 or 3 minutes either side until it's golden brown. Now, when I pan fry fish, I use rapeseed oil or olive oil and a little bit of butter because butter gives flavour.
Ah, yes.
The butter gives beautiful flavour, and the oil will stop the butter from burning. And a little tip just for your listeners, if you're pan frying fish, a couple of little sprigs of fresh thyme. Oh my God, it's so delicious. It really is.
It just adds
gorgeous.
To it. It does, yeah. And you're only it's only a small amount of butter you're putting in anyway.
Oh, that's it. You know me and the butter now.
Oh,
good teaspoonful.
No. Listen, that's gorgeous. I love that. As you said, it doesn't have to be sea bass, it can be something else.
Yeah. Hake, I love what you said, just that you love hake, and it is plentiful, and it's a wild fish, and it's not a strong fish.
I think that's also the thing.
Salmon,
I mentioned the bones. Yeah, well, I mentioned the bones, but also it's not a strong fish. So I could be eating something else, and therefore it helps those of us who aren't necessarily fish eaters, and I'm only into that for the last few years. But the hake, we've had it a few times over the last few weeks, and it's really, really nice. I'm thinking
that's great.
Roasted hake with cherry tomatoes, mozzarella. I'm going to go for that. I think.
Are you going
to
do it?
I think I'll go shopping today on the way home, and I'll suggest anybody from Rose to take and see what happens. I think it's a great idea. It's great because
there's no end to your talent.
There's no beginning to it. There's no beginning. And the sea bass with the chorizo cassoulet as well. That's all lovely. I love that fish.
Yeah, I think with the sea bass, or either of those potatoes or a little bit of rice. I do like rice with fish. Sometimes I like it, but it's hard to beat the humble spud. They're so versatile. So whatever.
But is that our childhood, do you think, that we like the fish? Is, or the, sorry, not the fish, that we like the potato with it? Is that
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's one of the things we grow really well in Ireland is potatoes, and, you know, because of the climate, and, you know, it's part of our culture, it's part of our food heritage, the good humble spud, and it's very versatile and it's very healthy.
It really is. God, it sounds like you're doing an ad for potatoes there, the way you did that. That was very good. No, that was terrific. That was terrific the way you did that. It just kind of rolled off your tongue. No, I think I love it. Yeah. Anyway, listen, that's great. So, look, thank you, my friend. That's great. Roasted hake with cherry tomatoes.
Very happy cooking.
Sea bass with chorizo. Wish me well with that, will you? Because you're a good man.
I want a photograph. It's the only evidence I have.
It is, in fairness. And the other thing, too, is, of course, aren't we the healthy boys? Aren't we the healthy boys? That's the other thing. No one can say.
Well, when you cook something and you post it, people just love it, Marty, so they do. And they just love to see, you know, you've got to be
aware. They never get to taste it, and they're safe, you see.
I know, it's true.
All right. Anyway, in the meantime, well, I think there's a great song.
Amir, enjoy your weekend.
Absolutely. There's a great song called I'm Gonna Go Fishing by Mel Torme. Wow. I have to play it for you now.
I love it.
Thanks a million, my friend. God bless you.
Keep the faith. Chat to you next week. Thank you.
Take care, Evan. Bye, my friend.
Thank you.
Woke up this morning, wanting to cry.